Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. It's Luceman and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Kix Morning Show. And we've got guests in studio. I love it when guests come in. And like they literally just burst through the door.
Yeah, we don't even know these people.
Yeah, who are you guys again? No, they're with the Driftwood Players. And the Driftwood Players, they've got a brand new production, which is kicking off here, called Bell, Book, and Candle. So if you guys, some of you I know, some of you I don't know. So first name?
Brian.
Brian. Thank you, Brian. Brian
Blackburn.
Blackburn.
That's right.
Brian yeah. Blackburn. We've had you on before. And you are, sir?
That's a bad guy name if I ever did hear one.
It is.
New Marvel villain. Yeah. my name's Connor Knuckles.
Connor Knuckles.
Oh, another villain name.
That does actually sound like a villain name. I'm Connor Knuckles.
But mine's like a Bond villain, so it's cooler.
I shall knuckle sandwich you. And you, sir?
What we got? No pressure.
No, I don't have a villain name. Ben Holman.
Oh, Ben Holman. Okay.
Oh, he's the good guy.
Yeah, he's the hero in this situation. No.
I'm the IT nerd they bring in, and then they shoot off or something.
Well, appreciate you guys coming in and talking up the play. Now, I'm assuming that you guys are here for Bell, Book, and Candle.
Correct.
With Driftwood Players. So let's talk a little bit about it. Now, first of all, what are your roles in said play, Brian?
I play the male lead, Shepard Henderson.
Mm-hmm. And you are?
I play one of the featured characters. The character's name is Nikki Holroyd.
Oh, right on. And Mr. Holman?
I'm the director.
I knew he was the director.
Uh-huh.
He's got director written all over
him. Yeah,
it.
I do, don't I?
Yeah, he really does.
I'm not awake. That's why I'm the director.
Well, this is an ungodly hour to be awake, to be honest. We know. We do it all the time. That's what's wrong with us, by the way. That's what's wrong with us. So let's talk a little bit about this play, which now your first performance is coming up on the 7th.
This Friday, yep.
Friday, February 7th.
Correct.
It's going to be your first performance, your first public performance of this play. So now, is this a comedy? Is this a drama? Is it a dramedy?
It's a romantic comedy.
So oh, fun. Oh, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So if you've been around long enough, you may have recognized the title from a movie, Bell, Book, and Candle. It's based on the play. Mm-hmm. It starred Jimmy Stewart, Kim Novak, Ernie Kovacs, John Lemon,
really
young
good.
John Lemon, and Elsa Lancaster. That's the five people we have on stage that have those roles in the movie. So it's a romantic comedy. It's about... go ahead.
So you've got a cast of five?
Five people, yep.
And who are playing your females?
So the other people in the show, the lead is character Gillian Holroyd, is played by Natasha Brown Williams. Mm-hmm. And then she has an aunt, they call her Aunt Queenie. She's played by Barbara Harm.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a book publisher, a writer. His character is Sidney Redlich, and that's played by Michael Sowell.
Oh, right on.
But who plays Piwacket?
Piwacket is played by a cat.
Like, you have an actual
pie? No, we don't have an actual live cat. That's one of the rules of theater.
You're going to have to go to the microphone, Logan, if you're going to ask questions.
So Piwacket is the cat in the movie, and my mom's cat, like, in the 70s, was Piwacket. She still tells stories about Piwacket and why she named it Piwacket.
Was the character in the movie played by a person?
No, the character in the movie is played by a cat.
Oh, okay, well, you were asking who's playing Piwacket, so I thought maybe...
Right. Well, sometimes they use, like, a small child pretending to be a cat or something.
Oh, that sounds disastrous.
It can be, or it could be more entertaining.
They don't... What is the old saying? Never work with... when it comes to acting with children and animals, and now you have a child as an animal?
I think,
that can't be good.
Right?
can't be good at all.
I think it could be a little bit... I mean, the direction's going to be maybe a little bit easier.
All right. Back to Brian. Mr. Blackburn,
yes.
If you will. Tell me a bit about your character. What is he all about? And what is his name again?
Shepard Henderson.
Tell me about Shepard Henderson.
He's a book publisher who lives above Gillian Holroyd, the witch, and she kind of has a crush on him, but she's also found out that he's engaged to someone she knew in college and hated. So she decides she's going to get vengeance on her by putting a love spell on him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I spend half the play completely enamored with her.
Oh, very fun. That sounds like fun. Tell me about your character, Connor. What is he? What is his name again?
So Nikki Holroyd is who I play, and he's a selfish, classy punk character. He doesn't really care about anybody, including his family. He just likes to use people to his own means, and just, you know, as long as he can get what he wants, all's good in his life.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like, and I've seen Driftwood plays. I've seen Brian as well in some Driftwood plays before, and you're always very funny. whenever I've seen you in a play. So
I want to try.
This should be really, really good. I'd like to check this one out. And so you're kicking things off on February 7th, this Friday. And then you have how many dates planned?
So we have 8 shows, but unlike some of our normal schedule, we open on a Saturday, and then we have 3 weekends after that because it's February. We're going to do 2 matinees. So it starts the 7th and 8th this coming Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And then it's the next 2 weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're done. So
oh, right on.
There's no 4th weekend to wait for. Come in the next 3 weeks and see the show. And matinees are at 1:30.
And all the Sundays are matinees, correct?
Yes, Sundays are matinees. They're at 1:30, and then Friday and Saturdays, the doors open at 6:30, and curtain time is at 7.
Now, do you still have the night where people can show up, like student? I think it's student night.
So
people can show up the night of.
We have 2 different options out there. If you're a student, you can come any night at the door. You can get a student ticket for $5.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can't buy them online. You got to come to the door. But we always have tickets at the door for students. So don't use that as an excuse. Pay what you can night, I believe, is this coming Saturday.
And that you just pay what you have.
Well, it's is it Friday?
Friday is opening night.
It's Friday's opening night. So
it's
usually the second. It's the Saturday of the show because we're open on a Friday. Friday's opening night. I think pay what you can night is the following Saturday.
And that you just buy a ticket what you can.
Here.
Very nice.
Yeah, first Friday. Okay, I'm wrong. Brian is correct. So this 7th is pay what you can night.
Awesome.
But if I screwed that up and you didn't hear it right and you come Saturday, we'll work it up. But yeah, Friday night is pay what you can
night. You can always go to the website, which is AberdeenDriftwoodTheater.com. AberdeenDriftwood.com. And you can find out, and you can also purchase tickets now right there online.
We still have outlets in town. If you prefer not to use a computer, you can go to City Drug in Aberdeen, Harbor Drug in Hoquiam, Value Drug in Montesano, and Ocean Shores is the only one that doesn't drugstore. It's the Dusty Trunk. Maybe that is the drugstore.
The Dusty Trunk. I love that. That's a great name
for a place. Those are the places you go to get tickets in person.
Well, we appreciate you guys all stopping on in and talking it up. Check it out. The play kicks off this Friday night at the Aberdeen Driftwood Theater, which is 3rd 9th Street in Aberdeen. Tickets are typically $15. And you can get them at the door or buy them online or at those locations that you just said. And go check it out. Sounds like it's going to be a really fun play. A good one to take your sweetheart to for Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah.
Unless that witch puts a spell on you, then maybe not.
She might.
So be careful. All right. Thanks for coming, guys. Really appreciate it. And as they say in the business, break a leg.